Look, I can't believe this one. Norm has sent it to me from the Central Coast. He's obviously got it from a website somewhere. But I'll report what he said, and then I'll chase it. A drug-driving mother in Adelaide has been acquitted of a serious road offence after the court had evidence that methamphetamine, ice, may have had a positive effect on her driving ability. Leah Jane Lenizik was picking up three children from school on the afternoon of November 8, 2012, when she drove through a red light and hit a 12-year-old boy in a pedestrian crossing. The Adelaide Advertiser is reporting. If you've reported this one, I'm sorry, but the world has gone mad. Norm, I'm not disbelieving, because sometimes I do stories on this program that I can't believe, but I can't believe that a court would find a woman not guilty because the methamphetamines had a positive effect. I'm hoping that that's what her defence lawyer has said, but it hasn't been accepted by the court. Let me just see if I can find a bit of it on the internet now to comment and see when it did occur. It's out of Adelaide, and strange things do happen in Adelaide from time to time, but I can't believe... God, it looks like it's true. Looks like it's true. Let me have a look at it here. 26th of June. It's been published this morning. It's on 9MSN, actually. A drug-driving mother in Adelaide has been acquitted of a serious road offence after the court heard evidence that methamphetamine may have had a positive effect on her driving ability. The 39-year-old woman was picking up three children from school on the afternoon of November 8, 2012. She drove through a red light, hit a 12-year-old boy in a pedestrian crossing, according to the Adelaide Advertiser. The boy's injuries included a broken leg, a collapsed lung, and skull fractures. The 39-year-old woman was found to have a mid-level recording of methamphetamines in the system, but had an appalling driving record, the Adelaide District Court was told. Judge Barry Beasley said it had not been proved that the drug had caused any adverse effect on her ability to drive on the day of the accident. She was acquitted of dangerous driving, but found guilty of the lesser charge of driving without due care. I remind myself this is not a court of morals. It could be worse. Judge Beasley could be sitting in New South Wales or Queensland. Thankfully, he's not. Earlier in the trial, a clinical forensic toxicologist and a professor... Whoops, went down too far while I scroll that back a bit. And a professor of pharmacology had given expert evidence that methamphetamines can both have positive and negative effects on driving ability. The pair detailed how methamphetamine could improve alertness behind the wheel, unlike alcohol and other common drugs. While I readily accept that methamphetamine will have some effect, that effect may indeed be positive in assisting the concentration of a driver, said the judge. Well, if they don't appeal that, she's found, evidently, a toxicologist and a professor of pharmacology to present evidence on her behalf. I wonder if the prosecution were able to find someone to put their expert evidence to the test. Dear AJ said, Ray, there were two expert witnesses representing the female, stating that ice can enhance driving ability. Have a great day. Love the show. Thanks, Al. Well, they're obviously stark raving mad.